Hey, fucking noob show again.
Yep, another limited edition foil embossed Terrence episode.
Yeah, I put out just a fucking thing. Hey, anybody want to do a midday episode? And he was like, night. I was like, holy shit. I was not ready for this. I just imagine you working every second of the day when you're not with us.
No, I don't work most Wednesdays. It's just that, usually when your ass come out running an errand or some damn thing.
Something.
It's
No.
always
No, go ahead.
something or other. Fuck it. Today is just a real rarity when I have just sat my ass on the couch and staunchly refused to do anything.
You watching anything good at least?
No.
No? Well, then, Terrence, I'm kind of glad you're on because 2 weeks from now, this airs. Go ahead.
I've been taking muscle relaxers and playing stuff that I already have watched before so I can go to sleep.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll drink to that one, bro.
Ain't even got a game tonight. I don't care.
Know. Well, I was asking for your help for that because you're not playing with us on this one, right?
No. I mean,
Cool.
I was originally, but this would be like the first episode that both Toker and I would be out of the game. I'm like, oh, a novelty.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I can run with it. It's gonna be me, Mahogany, Kevin, and Matt. It's a
Okay.
really, really weird combination.
Yeah.
This is a combination you don't see very often on any of our fucking shows. Because I don't know, I've always because when I first started with y'all, you were the fucking like the permanent DM
Yeah.
at the start. So I just kind of assumed, I don't know, DM means leader of the fucking group.
Well, I like to think of myself as a inspiring figure.
I mean. That's one of the reasons I'm glad you're on here because I'm running Honey Heist and there's so little rules to this fucking game, Terrence.
Yeah, no, there aren't. There's two skills, and you get a hat.
Waiting for the PDF to pull up to talk about it, but have you seen the map for it yet?
Yeah, I saw your map.
Cool. Yeah, that's about as far as I've gotten and
That's much further than I would have went, honestly.
well, they're like I could give them this so they can at least plan out what they want to do for the heist.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They're gonna expect like fucking grid combat after seeing a map. You know that because they're dumb.
Well, there's not, I mean, there's no combat in this game. That's the
I
thing.
know.
That's what's so it's this game is 2 pages long, and I have no idea what to do.
You present role-playing challenges to them, and they use one of their two skills to solve them. That's pretty much it. Or or if you can get away with them just having a good plan and not having to roll, go with that.
Well, essentially, my thing because there's a bunch of the random tables or whatever for. So I went ahead and did the one for where it's being held at, and don't tell anybody. But I just picked two things because I thought a wilderness retreat would be a cool map to make, so I did it.
Yeah.
And then there's a fuck ton of like several different prizes from like a lady queen, like a queen bee, which I would like to have her scream if she's chosen. If they, you're gonna steal her, she's gonna scream. And there's other shit too. And then it's like security features, armed guards, electronically locked doors, laser tripwire grids, a CCTV network, impenetrable vault, and then poison gas. I'm
Wow,
supposed
that's
to
a
roll twice on that. I'm gonna let one of them roll, and then I'm gonna roll the other one in secret. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of things. I'm coming to you for knowledge, Terrence.
Oh gosh, I've never run this myself. I've often wanted to, but it's been like over a year since I've read the PDF.
I mean,
So
it
I'm
feels like
not,
there's infinite
the advice I give you
possibilities.
probably won't be very sagacious,
I just mean DMing in general, because there's a lot of again, there's not even it doesn't tell me what to roll, so I guess if I need to roll something, it's gonna be percentiles.
I mean, like, what is there for you to roll? Like, you just,
There's that doesn't say anything.
right, you just come up with some obstacles and some chances for them to get caught and let them try to worm their way out of
All right, fair enough.
it. that's basically the game, you know, like you're there to throw up a few walls and let them see if they can climb over them, or they get arrested or put in a zoo, whichever.
Oh, that's funny too. They get arrested and then put into a zoo instead of prison.
Yep.
Is the rules of this, what's the fucking name your bear if you want. You're not a talking bear per se, but you can sort of mangle human speech through your bear mouth, maybe. It's very open ending. Like even the bear types: grizzly, terrify, polar bear can swim, black bear can climb, sun bear can sense honey, and honey badger says carnage, and then my favorite is panda: eat anything that looks like bamboo. So what I'm really hoping for is that there's number two or number five, the impenetrable vault, and then someone's a panda, because the vault will have bars that vaguely resemble bamboo.
Okay, there you go. It's true. It's a nature preserve. Wait, retreat, something like that.
Yeah. I put a bunch of rivers going through, so if there's a polar bear, they can swim through it.
Maybe have a building with bamboo wallpaper. Or they can just eat their way through the hole.
It's not a bad idea. Anyway, I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm excited to run this and to see if it fails terribly.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you'll do great.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
But if you want something with more rules that is just as fun to run, in my experience, Troika.
Troika once. That's okay. One of our lost episodes that I never got behind editing.
Okay, then I must have missed it.
I think it was me, Toker, Kevin, Matt, and Frakes. Mm. I think it was just us five. And then I ended up going, because I did the module at the back of the book.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up doing, because there's an elevator section and then there's a stair section, where they chose the elevator section and they blew right fucking through it. So I was like, oh, once you get to the top of the elevator, there's stairs.
You're getting both halves of the dungeon. Shit.
Like I said, they fucking went right fucking through it. And I was like, well, I don't have anything else prepared, so we're just going to go through the other half. It was fun. And that game is the reason why I know what a mandrill is compared to a baboon, because the mandrill has the brightly colored face.
Yeah, that's true.
Because in the hotel in the module, all the people working there hops. Are mandrills. Yeah, yeah. Mandrills and the little bellhop uniform.
There's a jam going on for Troika that I'm thinking about trying to put something together for on itch.io.
What's it?
It's called, like, I don't know, is it the City Jam? Something like that. Let me see. Troika City Jam. Yeah, basically you come up with material for the infinite city of Troika. So you basically, it's just submit whatever. You come up with something and submit it on itch or say it or free. Yeah.
Well, I've always had an idea for a world. I think we talked about it in the chat at some point. Because remember when you posted that city that was on like a very narrow cliff? This is a very long time ago. But anyway,
something to pay attention to.
But essentially, I had the idea that would be really cool if there was a giant petrified dragon, you know, on its back. People made their homes on top of it. And then underneath it is a mushroom farm because of the innate magical ability coming off the dragon in the shaded wet area.
Mm.
That's my kind of idea for shit. But Troika's fucking wacky. So you could really go fucking anywhere with it. What was your idea, Terrence?
I don't know. I have like a lot of... I was looking through my full folders and files, see if I had anything I could rework and do it, or... I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, do I want to make like locations for the city, or perhaps some denizens, organizations, groups, adventure hooks, gear you can buy? There's a lot you can add to a fucking literally unlimited city.
You are not wrong, sir.
So you're just trying to like work through that right now. the jam doesn't even start for another few days. So, you know, I got a month to like put it together.
Well, if you want help thinking of stuff, I can at least try to come up with ideas.
Cool. I'll post some things. See what I can do.
Like an underwater frog city.
I'm thinking like some interesting locations would be good. Like just sites of interest.
things that are just really cool to see.
See and have it like maybe have a couple attached venture hooks to it.
Is there any way to make that thing you want to see wander?
Huh?
Kind of like a wandering city.
No, I mean the city is Troika. It's in, like
the. Well, I guess Troika is a very big city. I guess a location in the city. Yes.
Yeah, I talk about locations within the city, like just like weird districts or odd businesses, kind of thing.
Oh, like what was it, Dr. Wizzo's? Yeah. You can bring him back. You could do a whole audio thing for him. That'd be a cool thing to do, coming to Dr. Wizzo's shops of, oddities.
I don't know. Although something clown based would be interesting though.
An entire clown village.
Like a clown, like a low rent clown district, clown ghetto.
Oh yeah, where it's a bunch of clown thugs.
Yeah, just clown street thugs and people pushing like cotton candy dust and
ooh, they don't speak, they only use horns.
They all use horns or their nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's the dreaded rainbow wigs. Oh, watch out for the red shoes. Why are they red? Because they stomp on you to death.
Like that.
What else could be terrible for clowns? Yeah, was it a stereotypical car? Like a gangster car rolls up, but it's really tiny and like 20 of them get out.
Just like 30 machine guns stick out one tiny window.
Yeah, like one of the characters sees a very small car and they actually hit it with their foot or something, they tip it over and a bunch of full-size clowns get out of it.
All carrying floppy bats.
Ooh, can the upper class be the mimes?
Ugh, God.
they're not lowly enough to use horns like the rest of them.
Clown royalty.
Yeah, they have a very very eccentric form of sign language instead of
home. You have violated clown law.
Where can we fit jesters into this?
Well, they're more at home in royal courts anyway. Like,
so they'll be the royalty.
Yeah, jesters, mundane street clowns, and mimes. Like, I don't know, what would mimes be?
The police force.
Oh God.
Oh, they can make small prisons. Like, that's how they hold you there. That's why they're terrifying.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually. Generate invisible stuff.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the jesters, we have the clowns, we have the mimes. What is there any other forms of clown? Of
clown.
Ooh, rodeo clowns. Yeehaw. Yeah. Oh, I guess rodeo clowns could be the police force too, because they got guns, right?
And lassos.
Yeah. Ooh, mimes are wizards then.
Yeah, that would be the. It'd be like a wizard's guild, but all mime.
Yeah.
Everything's a somatic component.
Yeah, like that's why they're very powerful. They can just make things. I like this, Terrence. I really do.
Okay, there you go. We'll just work through an entire clown district, just a clown like area where lots of like little adventure hooks or dangers can lie. There you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like one of the clowns starts struggling and all the people stop to watch, but then another smaller clown comes and picks your pockets.
No, that's the worst. Clowns are terrible.
Yeah, they're the lowest of the low.
Yeah, clowns are bad people. Let's just be honest.
We're on the upper echelon of the jesters.
Nobody likes politicians anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess the the ruler of the area would have to be one of those like white face clowns that just wears white all the time, like those Commedia dell'arte kind of things,
like the porcelain dolls your creepy aunt would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, it's really, really frilly and really dainty and delicate.
Like Puddles.
Yeah. Well,
Puddles isn't dainty, but Puddles is like fucking 6'7", isn't he?
Yeah, but you know what? I think Puddles is the new king of Clown Town.
That's true.
No, a direct reference would be awesome. He has a golden voice.
Oh, yeah. That is a good idea. Sounds a bit like Tom Jones.
He does sound a bit like... Is he Tom Jones?
No, he's not Tom Jones. Tom Jones, I believe, is dead, but I'm not sure. He's the guy... He's the clown that sounds a lot like Tom Jones.
Yeah, great singing voice. I found him because of Postmodern Jukebox.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're shit.
Me too. All right. We got the clowns are there done. You
go. Clown we worked town. Through, we worked through that. Now I just got to type the shit up.
I don't... Yeah, now I'm uncomfortable thinking about Clown Town.
Nobody goes to Clown Town.
Ooh, but can there be a 10% chance that your character has a phobia of clowns?
Maybe, or worse, you get cut on some random clown bric-a-brac and start catching clown.
Ah, yeah, it's a disease. Yeah, that's what everybody wonders. Like, where's, like, there's no clown, there's, like, you know, there's no baby clowns or kid clowns around.
Yeah, just everyone's a wear clown.
Yeah, don't walk around barefoot in Clown Town.
Yeah, no, that's why you had to read the really big shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's none of their shoes. That's their actual feet now.
Yeah.
Ew. I guess if you kill Puddles, you could... That's like the king werewolf, I guess.
You have to drink his tears.
Oh, that's a really good one, because he always Puddles the sad clown.
Yeah, he's a crying clown.
Yes, tears will heal your clown.
Clown canthropy.
Clown canthropy? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first thing to go when your character catches it is their voice. Yeah. Every time you try to speak, a loud honk is appearing. Your large feet now, and like your feet growing, makes you move whatever small segment less because it's clumsy.
Oh, yeah. There's all kind of drawbacks to being a clown, I imagine. However, you do gain an amazing facility with animal balloons, so.
But now how did you become a mime?
Just a, you know, rare mutation. Delta Corona, you know?
Oh, yeah, there could be like there's a 10% chance that your character is blessed with the mime feet or whatever.
Maybe if you already can use magic, like if you already know a spell, you'll turn into a mime.
Yeah, like there's a chance. Yeah.
Or two spells. If you already know two spells, there's a high chance you'll turn into a mime. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but the more detail you put into it, the better.
True.
There's a fine line with Tropia. You got to put like just enough information, but not too much. So there's still, you can infer about it.
Yeah, you don't want to put more than like two or three bullet points under anything, you know? And I think the trick to running Troika is like, a lot of it is comedic, a lot of it is silly, a lot of it is nonsense. But the trick is to run it as completely straight as you can. Just describe what they're seeing. Try to maintain your composure. You know,
yeah.
Let the comedy happen through interaction with the weirdness.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah, laughing could be offensive to the clowns. Don't you laugh at them.
Or it could be like, what do you call it? A drug, catnip. It draws them to you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Laughing draws the clowns in like sharks to blood.
I'd be dead in an instant. I laugh a lot.
Oh, can laughter be like a drug? And since none of them can speak.
No, they speak. They speak clown.
Yeah, but none of them can, like, you know, use their vocal cords. It's all honks.
I'm not so sure about that. I think they should get that as like a bonus language of the clown and still be able to articulate some.
All right.
But like, you know, that could be like clowns can extract laughter from people. They just kidnap them and tickle them and like,
oh, that's it's a fetish now.
Turn it into a street drug.
Yeah. Yeah, laughter. Yeah, and then it doesn't do anything for you unless you're infected with the clown. Can we just call it clown?
Yeah, just clown. You have clown.
I diagnose you with clown.
No!
Okay. Well, Terrence, I think we have our jam all written out. Let's go ahead and put all this out.
Well, you know, I mean, it isn't written at all. Yeah.
I know, but now you have your idea for the jam, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for helping me work through that. I'll just do a weird district all to do with clowns and the hazards of encountering clowns, the clown hierarchy.
And then the sickness that is clown.
Yes, and the sickness that you can contract that is clown.
What's wrong with Jim? Ah, he caught clown.
He caught clown. He's out there shopping for a big baggy polka dot outfit right now.
That's all I sell there. Oh, there could be clown weapons.
What, like acid pies? Oh, that's some killer clowns from outer space.
Jesus shit, Christ. Man. All right, man. I was thinking something like oversized mallet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is a clown hammer.
It's much lighter than you expect it to be, and it does average hammer damage.
Yeah,
but it's bulky.
Bulky, but still you can still hide it behind your back.
Yeah,
you know, how big it is, like it's, or how big you are, like you could be like a fucking halfling and still hide a full size clown hammer behind your back.
No, not unless you're infected with clown. Then it's just a regular hammer.
Yeah.
You gotta be infected with clown. Oh, cream pie, though, could still be a weapon.
Yeah, that's true. It's maybe a stunning effect.
You know? Yeah, it's just blinded for one round.
Seltzer bottle.
Blinded for one round, I don't know. And wet condition.
Moist condition.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta look up what moist is. It's moist. That's the entire description.
You are moist, and all of the hazards that entails.
All right, trying to think of other dumb clown weapons.
I don't know. What do clowns use to flail at each other besides slightly rubbery and blunt objects?
Oh, balloon animal sword.
Oh wait, no, giant boxing gloves. They use those too, I believe. I've seen those.
Oversized.
Yeah.
Oh, balloon animal companion.
A balloon animal pet shop. There you go.
Oh, the clowns have like big balloon dogs that'll bite your ass.
Yeah, yeah. Just all the guard dogs are massive balloons.
Yeah.
All the carriages are driven by huge balloon horses.
Yeah. Trying to think of a funny clown gun.
That's what happens when an animal catches clown. They just turn balloon.
Oh, no, wait. You know those pistols that just put out a thing that says bang?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it still hurts you. I don't care how it works. It's just bang. Ow, fuck. What the hell? If you have fear of clowns, this will be the worst installment for you.
It's the art I'm dreading. I have to some art for it, at least a little bit.
What do they use for currency?
What do clowns use for currency?
Oh, Joy Buzzer, too, by the way, is a sneak attack for clown rogues. They slap you on the back and you take electricity damage. It's a touch attack. Bonus damage if you can get him to shake your hand. Forgot that was an option for clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to think if there's anything else. Clown currency. I'm still trying to think of clown currency.
Well, you know, they're still in the city. They still have to interact with everyone else's commerce. So we'll probably just stick with standard currency, but, you know, trade goods, probably very, 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 very popular there.
Yeah.
Like actual giant pythons in a little peanut can.
Oh, that's a grenade is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Snake grenade.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we write all of this down.
Well, I mean, we have recorded.
Oh, fair enough. Look at that. See? Now we just got to get everybody else on some clown art.
Yeah. I'll try and do what I can. It doesn't have to be great. We're drawing clowns here.
Yeah. And then in Troika, if you're walking around the city and you just see a random clown, that would explain it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe like you could just like if you're trying to lure people to the district, you can have a clown handing out flyers for something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I
think that does it for clown talk.
Yeah, I'm out of clown talk right now. I'm clowned out.
I enjoyed every bit of that though. I like knowing what's going on in Clown Town.
Yeah.
Rodeo clown cops, mime wizards, and then jesters for the upper echelon, and Puddles, the clown with the golden voice, is the king or mayor of Clown Town.
I'm not sure if we could use his name, but yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I used Dr. Wizzo, and Wizzo was on TV for fucking ever.
How about Piddles?
Piddles?
Well, we're not making money off of it.
No, I mean, yeah, I was going to set it at whenever we put it together. Like, I was going to set it as pay what you want. So,
yeah, and just, we can just also call it, his name could just be Puddles. I mean, that's not copyright infringement.
No, I'm sure
it's just a large bald clown with a large neck frill and a white jumpsuit
and a crown, of course, which he does wear.
He does wear a crown.
Yep.
And he's always holding a lantern for some reason.
Well, I think that's more of a metaphorical thing. Tarot, yeah. Kind of.
I think we're at the end of our shit. I'm gonna try to put Noob Show out more. I'm trying to put Noob Show out more regularly now.
Oh, okay.
I had a bunch of shit going on. Yada went on vacation, sucking off dudes. No. That's about all I got. Check out our shit. HomeweirdTrash.com. We stream sometimes. We're trying to get back into that.
Yeah.
Getting close to the end of our main show, I think.
You think so?
I mean, we're already at level 10.
I can fuck it up and drag it out more. Like, there's nobody that can create a plot cul-de-sac like I can.
I don't know. I just feel like we're getting to the point where now everything's starting to unravel and it's about to start fighting these big boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm excited to get into a new campaign.
Yeah. Too. Is Toker going to run that one?
I don't know. I had an idea for a world I've been working on for several years.
Can it not be Pathfinder?
I'm so tired of Pathfinder. I'm sorry, Terrence.
Fucking hate Pathfinder.
I think we all love Pathfinder, except for you.